愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天晚上我们一起来按照教会的读经进度，约翰福音来学习一个题目。
And according to the church Bible reading schedule, we will study the book of John.
这是一条新命令。
And the topic is a new command.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Please turn to John chapter 13.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
约翰福音十三章三十四节。
John chapter 13, verse 34.
十三章三十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 34.
我是给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么样相爱。
34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
三十五节。
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
主耶稣在约翰福音十三章这里跟门徒说。
And here the Jesus told the disciples in chapter 13.
我是给你们一条新的命令。
I'm giving you a new command.
主爱门徒。
And Lord loves the disciples.
主把很多的命令告诉门徒。
The Lord gave many commandments to the disciples.
主的命令都是好的，都是真的。
And all these commandments are great and they're true.
但是主耶稣特别强调，现在我给你一条新的命令。
And Lord Jesus Christ especially emphasized that a new commandment I give to you.
就是叫你们彼此相爱。
Which is asking you to love one another.
这里命令英文也翻作 command， 就是那种命令或者这种诫命的那种意思在里面。
And here the it says the commandment, a command.
这个是一个很确定的，是一定要去做的。
And which is something that you must do.
这里主耶稣不是说我告诉你们，你们要彼此竞争，也不是这样讲。
And Lord Jesus did not say here that you have to compete with one another.
也不是说你要彼此监督。
Or you have to watch, or you have to keep watch for one another.
主耶稣这里说你们要彼此的相爱。
And here, Lord Jesus says that you have to love one another.
因为这一条是我给你的命令。
Because this is a new commandment I give to you.
还是一条新的命令。
It is a new commandment.
主耶稣2000年之前就已经讲了这条命令。
And 2000 years ago, Lord Jesus already gave this command.
那我们来思考一个问题。
And let's think about this question.
到底彼此相爱为什么是一条新的命令？
And loving one another, why is it a new commandment?
主耶稣当时讲这句话的时候，
When Lord Jesus said these,
到底圣经有没有告诉人要爱别人？
Did the Bible tell us to love one another?
如果有，为什么主耶稣说这是新的？
If the scripture already recorded it, why did Lord Jesus say it's a new command?
主耶稣讲这句话的时候，圣经就是代表只有旧约的圣经，就是摩西的五经，摩西的律法。
And when Lord Jesus talks about the Bible, he was referring to the laws of Moses, which is the five books.
到底在摩西的律法里面有没有告诉人要爱别人？
And in the law of Moses doesn't have any mentioning of loving one another.
我们看利未记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
19章。
Chapter 19.
18节。
Verse 18.
利未记19章的18节。
Leviticus chapter 18. So sorry, chapter 19, verse 18.
利未记19章18节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18.
不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
18. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
我们常常以为说爱人如己，要爱别人呢，是新约时候才有的诫命。
And sometimes we think that loving one another, that's only a commandment in New Testament.
其实不是。
It's actually not.
在利未记摩西的律法里面一定要强调有一点。
In Leviticus, in the laws of Moses, already mentioned.
就是你要爱别人好像爱你自己。
Already mentioned that you have to love other people as yourself, love your neighbor as yourself.
对，要爱人其实不是什么新鲜的教训。
So loving one another, it is not a new commandment.
但是为什么在新约主耶稣说我给一条新命令呢？
But why does Lord Jesus say here that I'm giving you a new commandment in New Testament.
很明显，主耶稣在新约时候所讲的爱，跟旧约时候所要求的爱有不一样。
And it's actually because the requirement of the love in New Testament is different than the one in the Old Testament.
如果你仔细看第十八节。
And if you look carefully in verse 18.
旧约所要求的对别人的爱是有点消极的。 有点 passive 的。
And the love that requires of you to do, it's passive.
比如说这里说不可以报仇。
In Old Testament, for example, here it says, you shall not take vengeance.
人欺负你，啊，你就算了。
And if someone take advantage of you, you just let it go.
啊，不要埋怨。
Do not grumble, do not hold grudge.
在这里不好，你就忍一下，哎，不要埋怨就算了。
And someone take advantage of you, just bear with it, and then do not have any grudge.
还有呢，这里说要爱别人，好像你爱自己。
And he also says that you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这句话很特别，我们要思考一下，爱人如己。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
什么叫爱人如己？
What does it mean to love your neighbor or love other people as yourself?
你爱别人啊，最高的目的，最高的境界，在旧约来说了，就是跟你爱自己是一样的。
And meaning that loving other people to the degree that as if you're loving yourself.
啊，这个本身就已经很难做得到。
And this is something that's already very hard to do.
人怎么会爱别人好像你爱自己一样呢？
How can men love others as if they're loving themselves?
第一啊，很多人连自己都不会爱。
And first, that a lot of people don't even love themselves.
不会照顾自己。
They don't take care of themselves.
他不会照顾自己，怎么照顾别人？
If you cannot take care of yourselves, how can you take care of others?
啊，所以啊，你要爱人如己之前，你首先要爱自己。
So before you love others, you have to love yourself first.
但是大部分人都会爱自己，没有错。
And most people, it's true that they love themselves.
但是人都是自私的。
But all men are selfish.
我爱自己，不可能比啊，我爱对方、爱别人，不可能比爱自己多。
That man will never love other people more than loving themselves.
比如说，我们只有一个面包。
For example, there is only one bread.
你没吃，你也饿，我也饿。
That you're hungry and I'm hungry too.
怎么就爱人如己？
How do you love others as yourself?
那顶多是一人一半呢。
And at most, you split in half.
如果你自己不吃，把面包都给他，你就爱他比较多了。
And if you don't eat the bread yourself, you give it to the other person, that means you love the person more.
这种在一般上社会上是做不到的。
And in the society, it's almost impossible to do.
只有在家里面，父母对儿女的爱才有可能做得到，比较靠近。
And it's only possible within family, for example, the parents loving the children.
爱人好像爱到自己，甚至超过自己，只有父母才做得到。
And loving other people more than themselves, only the parents can do it.
一般情况很难做得到。
And normally, it's very hard to do.
所以旧约的爱的要求啊，就消极，你不报仇，不埋怨，跟爱别人跟你爱自己差不多，已经很好了。
And so that in the Old Testament, that the kind of love is passive, that is already good in the Old Testament.
主耶稣来，他要把旧约的已经显示的道理做一个更深的解释，还有一个更完美的这个诠释。
But in New Testament, Lord Jesus wants to go in depth of this love and to explain more in depth.
爱不是只有消极的。
Love is not only passive.
不是消极的，不埋怨，不报仇就算了。
It is not only not taking vengeance or bear any grudge.
看回来主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's turn back and see what Lord Jesus said.
约翰十三章三十四节，这个关键点在哪里？
John chapter 13, what is the key point here?
十三章的三十四节这里说，我是给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
这个爱主耶稣要求的，在新约时代的，跟一般的爱不一样。
This love that the Lord Jesus requires us to do is different than the love that we are accustomed to.
所以说要求信他的人的爱要跟他爱我们一样，这种爱。
Lord Jesus wants us to love other as Lord Jesus has loved us.
爱情有很多种。
There are many types of love.
有一些是一见钟情。
There are some that it's
love at first sight.
啊，
有些年轻人要找配偶啊，都很看重这个外表。
Especially the younger generations, they really emphasize on the outer appearance.
有外表漂亮才会有感动。
That they must look good, then you will be moved.
常常帮一些年轻人要帮他介绍。
And a lot of times I try to introduce for our youth.
比如说我跟一个弟兄说，哎呀，帮你介绍好不好？
For example, I say to a brother, can I introduce for you?
我准备好了。
And a few weeks later, he saw a sister that he likes.
可以帮我介绍。
Then he immediately tells me that I'm ready. Can you introduce for me?
或者自己去追了。
Or they go after the sister themselves.
看到漂亮的看到喜欢的就准备好了，就有感觉了。
And when they see the pretty ones, then they feel that they're ready.
啊，这是一种心中的一种爱慕，那种对异性的吸引。
And that it's a kind of opposite sex attraction.
或者是你对方觉得对方很可爱，对方个性很好，你也是被他吸引，也产生爱慕的感觉。
Or the other person is very adorable and have a good personality, you will feel attracted to.
这种是人世间的爱，就算不是基督徒啊，都有这种爱的存在。
And even if you're not a Christian, you will have this kind of love.
但是这种爱不是主耶稣强调的。
But this kind of love is not what the Lord Jesus emphasized.
主耶稣强调的在基督里面的爱，基督徒应该有的爱是像我爱你们一样。
And the Christian love, the love that Lord Jesus is referring to is loving as I have loved you.
我们从约翰福音里面对主耶稣的爱特别的描写。
And in the book of John, it especially describes Jesus' love.
其中最出名的一句就是三章十六节。
And the most famous one is recorded in chapter 3, verse 6.
三章十六节。
Sorry, verse 16.
约翰三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节。
3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
这是圣经里面其中一句最出名的话。
It's one of the most famous words in recording the Bible.
也是把神的爱讲得最透彻。
And really explain thoroughly of God's love.
神爱人呢，是爱到什么样呢？
To what degree God loved the people?
是爱到将自己的独生子都赐给他们。
Love the people so much that he gave his only begotten son.
基本上就是自己成为肉身来到世上。
And which meaning that he became flesh himself and come into this world.
爱到可以进入人的世间。
Love us so much that he was willing to enter into the world.
然后爱到可以自己牺牲。
And love so much that he was able to sacrifice.
我们看第五章。
Please read chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章的第42节。
John chapter 5 verse 42.
这里是五章的四十二节。
5:42. But I know you that you do not have the love of God in you.
这里说文士法利赛人他们心中没有神的爱。
Here it says that the Pharisees do not have the love of God in them.
所以他们就不会来信主耶稣。
So they will not come and believe in Lord Jesus.
但是有一些人呢会被神的爱吸引。
But some people will get attracted by God's love.
这种爱呢，就是主耶稣基督被挂在十字架的上面。
And this is the kind of love that Lord Jesus sacrificed on the cross.
所以说，爱到可以为人来到世上。
Lord Jesus loved us so much that for men he came into this world.
所以主耶稣爱是舍己的爱。
So Jesus' love is sacrificial love.
舍己的爱跟我有一个东西，我跟你分一半是不一样的。
And it's different than I'm splitting.Or splitting half to share with you.
我有一半我给你，因为我很喜欢你，我给你。
And I like you, so I give you half of what I have.
也因为我跟你很好朋友。
And also because I'm a very good friend with you.
因为你对我有某种的价值。
Because you have certain value according to me.
所以我帮你。
So I'm helping you.
帮也是只到顶多是给你一半。
And I'm helping you, and at most I'm just giving you half.
但是神爱我们就不一样。
But God loves us is different.
本来我们对神一点价值都没有。
That originally we have no value in God's eyes.
我们只是个罪人。
We are only sinners.
不认识他。
We do not know him.
不敬拜他。
We do not worship him.
跟神为敌。
That we are enemies to God.
他都已经爱我们了。
But he loved us.
然后爱到可以舍弃他的生命。
And loved us so much that he sacrificed for us.
这种爱就是很特别。
And this kind of love is special.
最近有一个同龄他读经心得的时候跟我分享。
And there's a co-worker that shared with his Bible reflection with me.
他读到神的爱觉得很感动。
When he read about God's love, he was very touched.
他说他感觉到神的爱真的是用舍己的爱。
And he really felt that the love from God is really the sacrificial love.
他在思考。
He was thinking.
在世界上面有一些富翁有一些大富豪或者是慈善家他们一下子就可以把几十个亿都捐出去了。
And that the very wealthy people in the world, they're able to give up billions billions to the charities,
帮忙穷人啊,
and to tell the poor,
啊, 或者是研发一些药物啊,
or to come up with new drugs,
啊, 或者是呢, 帮助那些非洲啊, 穷苦的人啊,
or to help the countries in poverty.
啊, 大家已经说他很有爱心了,
and everyone already say that they have great love.
但是就是人能够做到的,
but this is something that man can do.
但是我们再想一个问题,
but if we think about this question,
这个爱够大吗? 够伟大吗?
Is this love great enough?
已经很伟大。
It's already great enough.
但是如果再进一步的爱是什么?
But what is a greater love than this?
如果他愿意舍弃他在这边的豪宅、好的车子、好的生活，跑到那个穷人的家陪他生活，帮他煮饭，帮他换药，跟他一起生活。
And if this wealthy man is able to give up everything that he has, his house, his cars, and move to the poor man's house to live with him and to cook for him,
这个,
do everything for him.
这个才是真的伟大。
And that is true great love.
但是人会做得到这样吗?
But can man do that?
人已经说, 啊, 我把我的财富捐给你, 施舍给你, 已经很不错了。
And man will say that it's already very great that I'm giving you some of my money.
你叫我离开我的家, 去你的家, 帮你服侍你。
You want me to leave my house and to serve you in your house.
离开我舒服的地方, 去你落后的国家。
To leave my comfortable home to your to the third world country where you're at.
这个很少人做得到。
Not many people can do
that. 但是我们的主耶稣就是在做这个事情。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, he is doing that.
本来他在天上好好的。
That he was in heaven and he was doing great.
很荣耀，很舒服。
He filled with glory, very comfortable.
他讲一句话，他的旨意就成就。
He only to say one word and his will be fulfilled.
天使都敬拜他。
All angels worship him.
人类受苦，你们的事啊，为什么要管你？
That humans are suffering, that is your own business. Why do I need to care about you?
你自己犯罪。
That you commit the sins yourself.
你自己该死。
That you deserve to die.
啊，我可以审判你。
I'm going to judge you.
这是神本来可以做的事。
That's what God could do in the first.
不单只给我们还物质的生命。
But not only God gave us life.
他还来到世上。
He even came into this world.
还被举起来,
and he was raised up.
还被钉在十架上,
raised up and to be crucified on the cross.
这种就是舍己的爱,
and that is the sacrificial love.
所以基督徒唯一的一个表现出来他跟别人不一样的地方是什么?
So one thing that Christians that would behave differently than other people, what is that?
不是说啊，你出去外面穿一个 TJC 的 T 恤啊，穿一个正耶稣教会的这个制服啊，别人就看到我说啊，你是基督徒了。
And Lord Jesus did not say that you just wear a T-shirt that says TJC, and people will know that you're a Christian.
所以说也不是说啊，你饭前记得祷告啊，别人看着你祷告，吃饭之前祷告，你就知道，别人就知道说你是基督徒啊。
And not just praying before your meals, and people will know that you're a Christian.
所以说也没有讲说啊，你记得上教堂，别人看着你上教堂就知道你是教徒了。
And Lord Jesus did not say that when you go to have service, then when people see it, then people recognize you as a Christian.
那个都是重要。
All these are important.
但是最能够表现你跟世界人不一样的地方在哪里?
But one thing that I can differentiate yourself from other people, what is that?
你们中间呢，有一种可以舍己、彼此相爱、彼此舍己的精神。
And a kind of spirit that you're willing to sacrifice for one another.
那么这种社会上是很难找到的。
This is very rare, very hard to find in the world.
社会上太现实。
In the world, it's all reality.
人太冷淡了。
Everyone's cold.
人类也是在始祖犯了罪之后啊，就渐渐的失去爱的力量，
and
爱人的本能。
And humans starting to lose the nature of love after our ancestors committed sins.
本来啊，有这种舍己的爱啊，是神放在人类的内心一种本能。
And this sacrificial love, it was a kind of human nature that God placed in us in the beginning.
人有被造的时候有神的形象。
That when we're created, we have the image of God.
爸爸怎么样，儿子就怎么样。
That how father is, the children will be also.
但是亚当犯了罪了。
But Adam committed sin.
他这种可以爱到舍己的这种本能了，不见了。
And this nature of sacrificial love went missing.
所以他的下一代啊，这个该隐啊，就恨了亚伯，就杀了他的弟弟。
So his next generation is that Cain killed Abel.
所以人的爱心呢，就慢慢变质了。
And the love within man starting to change.
所以我们信耶稣，为什么要信耶稣？
So why do we believe in Lord Jesus?
除了我们要进天国之外，
not only do we want to go into heaven.
信耶稣就是要改变我们今生的生活。
believing in Lord Jesus, we want to change our current life.
我们这种本来很自私的个性，本来只会顾自己的个性，能够改一下。
That our selfish personality, that we can change that.
为什么人的生活呢不美满？
Why are our life are not full, are not fulfilled?
因为缺乏爱。
Because we lack love.
真的，如果你看看你身边的人哦，无论信主的不信主的好，有很多家庭的问题。
And it's true that if you look around, whether or not the people they believe or not believe in God, they have a lot of problems in family.
也是外面的问题，当然就更多了。
And there are more problems outside.
很多人是不会去爱人的。
A lot of people they would not love one another.
他对爱的定义也不知道。
They do not know the definition of love.
你说小时候被父母可能虐待了，或者是那种言语的虐待啊，或者是那种忽略了，或者是这种暴力的行为啊。
Or maybe they were verbally or physically abused by their parents when they're young.
他小时候的心里也没有爱。
That they do not feel love when they were young.
小时候感觉不到父母的爱，然后他长大了，他就不晓得怎么爱他的儿女了。
They could not feel the parental love when they're young, so when they grow up, they do not know how to love their children.
家庭的问题一直在 repeat, 一直在重演。
So these family problems, they continue to happen.
有一些人呢，结了婚了，找到自己的爱人了，但是呢，婚姻呢，维持的不久。
And some people, they were married, but however, they're not able to keep their marriage.
为什么呢？
Why?
有句话，相爱容易，相处难。
And there's a phrase that says, it's easy to love, but it's very hard to be alone.
没有结婚的时候，爱就说啊，我爱你，你爱我，很开心，这样就好了。
That in the beginning before a marriage, that it's fun to love one another.
真的两个人要住在一起，要婚姻里面，你不舍弃自己，你怎么结婚？不，怎么过婚姻的生活？
But when it comes to living together, how do you live together if you don't have sacrificial love?
他不懂得怎么样去爱他的配偶。
That they would not know how to love their spouse.
所以一直在过失败的婚姻生活。
So they continue to live in marriage failure.
离婚、结婚、再结、再离，一直循环，也没有什么用。
They get married, they divorce, they get married and get divorced is a continuous cycle.
所以现在的人缺乏爱的能力。
So the people in this generation they lack the ability to love.
缺乏对爱的真正的了解。
They lack the understanding of love.
我们信耶稣就是要重新找到这个主耶稣怎么爱我们，我们要用这种爱去爱别人。
So when we believe in Lord Jesus, we rediscover how Jesus loved us and how we love one another.
那我们来看看到底主耶稣怎么爱我们。
Let's see how Lord Jesus loved us.
刚刚这里提到主耶稣舍己。
Just earlier we mentioned that Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for us.
约翰福音还有好几个地方提到主耶稣这个舍己的精神。
And there are also many mentionings in the book of John that talks about Jesus loved, the sacrificial love.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章的二十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 23.
约翰福音十二章二十三节。
John chapter 12, verse 23. 23.
耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地上死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就丧失生命；在世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命直到永生。
23, but Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. 24, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
所以说用个比喻，一粒麦子。
Here, Lord Jesus used a parable, a grain of wheat.
种田的人非常了解，这个是最简单的道理。
And for the farmers, they understand this teaching.
但是也是最深奥的道理。
It's also very hard to understand.
一粒麦子本身有生命。
A grain of wheat, it has life.
但是它的生命是隐藏的。
But this life is hidden.
但是它要牺牲自己。
But it will sacrifice itself.
掉在地上。
Falls into the ground.
把自己打破了。
That it will break itself.
那一粒麦子不见了。
And that this grain of wheat will disappear.
没有了自己了。
Will lose itself,
但是它也会长出更多的籽粒。
But it will grow more.
这个是生命是可以有生命力表现出来，还有生命繁衍的一个原则，就是要牺牲自己。
And that's the concept of life which is to sacrifice.
结果过程是痛苦的。
And the process is hard to bear.
但是结果是强大的。
But the result is great.
主耶稣就是这粒麦子。
And Lord Jesus is the grain of wheat.
来到世上。
Came into this world.
牺牲自己的舒服。
Sacrifice.
享受。
Sacrifice his own comforts, his enjoyment.
牺牲自己的固有的自己的旨意。
And he sacrificed his own will.
也牺牲了自己的生命。
Sacrificed his own life.
结果结出了大家我们这些子粒来。
And so, and he bare us.
所以呢，今天我们要学习主耶稣这个精神。
So today we need to follow this spirit of Lord Jesus.
如果你想你的生命有改变。
If you want your life to change.
你想你的家庭生活有改变。
You want your family life to change.
你想你的夫妻生活要改变。
You want your marriage life to change.
或是婆媳关系要改变。
Or your parents-in-law relationship improve.
你要先做一粒麦子。
You have to become the grain of wheat.
先舍命。
You have to sacrifice your life.
前两个月我去温哥华出差。
And 2 months ago, I went to Vancouver for a business trip.
有位老姐妹啊，也是请我吃饭。在吃饭的时候啊，她一直分享神的见证。
And there's an older sister that while we're eating, she shared many testimonies.
她跟我分享她跟她媳妇之间的关系的变化。
And she shared with me her relationship with her daughter-in-law, how it changed.
她儿子结婚当初啊，然后这个姐妹跟她的媳妇关系不是很好。
That when the son first got married, the older sister was not in great relationship with the daughter-in-law.
大家都要调整心态，也不容易。
And everyone needs to change their motives and personality is very hard.
那这个媳妇呢，也跟她有很有距离感。
And her daughter-in-law has some distance with her.
那个这个婆婆啊，一直想要改善跟她的关系。
And this mother-in-law wants to improve this relationship.
但是关系反而变得越来越差。
However, this relationship can become worse.
她不觉得为什么这样。
She does not understand why.
她觉得我已经做了很多了。
She thinks that she already did so much.
为什么我的媳妇还不听我话？
Why is it that my daughter-in-law still does not listen to me?
为什么我的媳妇不尊重我？
Why does my daughter-in-law why does she not respect me?
为什么好像要把我的儿子带得越来越远？
Why does she want to leave my son away from me?
要搬回原来的国家。
They want to move from to a different country.
心中啊，非常的不平衡。
And her heart, she does not feel peace.
心中也非常的愁苦。
And she also felt distressed.
她不知道要怎么样做。
She did not know what to do.
还可以改变她的媳妇，让她变得好一点。
That she did not know how to change her daughter-in-law, so the relationship can improve.
她那一年就报名了参加。成人神训班。
And that year, she applied for the NATS program.
参加 NATS 的好处就是有很多时间祷告。
And the advantage of attending it is she will have a lot of prayers.
每天祷告啊，有禁食祷告，祷告很多啊，向主耶稣哭啊，向主耶稣求啊，主啊，可怜我啊，这个苦妈妈，非常可怜啊。
So she prays, she has a lot of prayers, she even fasts and prays, and she asks God to have mercy on her, to have mercy on the mother.
我媳妇还对我这样子，向主耶稣投诉，向主耶稣哭，她知道嘛，要哭给耶稣听嘛。
And so she cried to Jesus, because she knows to cry to Jesus, crying to Jesus, saying that how to improve the relationship.
这个在一次的祷告当中，圣灵跟她讲话。
And in that prayer, Holy Spirit spoke to her.
很明显的三次，那个声音很清楚的跟她讲话。
And it's very evident that 3 times Holy Spirit spoke to her.
你的爱不够。
Your love is not enough.
你爱不够。
You do not love enough.
你爱不够。
Your love is not enough.
她听到第一次这个声音的时候，我觉得很委屈啊。哎呀，我已经那么爱我媳妇，还说爱不够。
And that the first time she heard it, she felt wrong.
后来再一次，你爱不够。
And the second time she heard,
怎么可能？
Your love is not enough.
你的爱都不够。
She replied that how it's not possible, but Lord Jesus said your love is not enough.
后来这个传道就按领了，祷告就结束了。
And later on, the preacher rang the bell and the prayer finished.
他一直在想这个问题。
And she continued to think of this question.
我那么爱我的媳妇。
That I love my daughter-in-law so much.
怎么样主耶稣还觉得我爱她不够。
Why does Lord Jesus think that I do not love her enough?
他后来在想。
Then she thought.
可能是我爱的方式。 不是真正爱她的。
Maybe the way I love is not truly loving her.
我觉得我很爱她，但是这是我加给她的那种压力，她感受不到。
Maybe I love her in this way, but it creates this stress on her, so she cannot feel it.
我要她改变，我给她很大的压力。
I want her to change, but I gave her a lot of stress.
所以说觉得我做得不够，我要改变。
Lord Jesus thinks that I do not love enough, so I have to change.
既然主耶稣说不够嘛，主耶稣不够，主耶稣说不够就是不够，不要再跟主耶稣吵嘴了。
If Lord Jesus says that my love is not enough, then it's not enough. I will not argue with Lord Jesus.
后来他祷告就悔改，主啊，爱不够的话，我现在开始怎么爱你？你告诉我。
And so in her prayer, she repented. She asked God that if my love is not enough, please teach me.
参加完神训班呢，他就想通了。
So after she finished in ATS, then she figured out
她孩子要搬回台湾嘛
that her son is moving back to Taiwan.
搬回台湾那没有关系，那我那栋房子啊，给你们住。
And she thought that, oh, that's fine that you're moving back, then I give you this house to live.
然后呢，这个老姐妹说，让我帮你装修好这个家，全新的弄好厨房啊，一些该换的东西啊，全部弄得好好的。
And that I will take care of the house for you, and I'll renovate everything for you to prepare for you.
那叫你们回去，那高高兴兴的回去，你们就住得舒服一点，不用担心，妈妈要帮妈妈帮你们负责。
So when you go back, you can live happily in the house. Then I will take care of you.
这个媳妇吓一跳，妈妈怎么会这样做？因为媳妇知道我搬回台湾就是逃避婆婆啊，这个婆婆竟然对我那么好。
And his daughter-in-law, she was shocked because she moved back to Taiwan because she wants to keep the distance away from her mother-in-law.
婆婆说，没有关系，你们想搬去哪里就去哪里，要回台湾就住我家。哇，弄得非常的好。
But the older sister, she was very nice. She said that if you want to move to where you want to go, then just go. It's okay.
这个媳妇也怀孕了。
And the daughter-in-law, she was pregnant.
生孩子啊。
And she gave birth.
然后这个婆婆要飞回去要帮她坐月子，非常的照顾的好。
And this older sister flew to Taiwan to take care of her after she gave birth.
都不讲什么过去这种啊，主耶稣基督那种牺牲的精神啊，说好，那主耶稣说我要爱你，我就要爱你。
She just followed what Lord Jesus does, the sacrificial love. If Lord Jesus wants us to love, then I will love.
这一颗麦子掉进去之后啊，就可以结果了。
And miraculous, this grain of wheat it falls to the ground and it bears fruit.
媳妇啊。对婆婆的敌意，还有这种态度啊，敌意消失了，态度软和了，开始感受到婆婆的爱，跟婆婆慢慢的讲话了，和好了。
And this daughter-in-law slowly changed. She changed her attitude, and they became better. They improved their relationship.
所以这姐妹一边吃饭，一边我跟我讲这个见证。
So this older sister, while we're sharing the meals, she gave me this testimony.
我现在跟我的媳妇啊，关系真的很好。
That my relationship with my daughter-in-law, the relationship is very great.
让我学习到主耶稣这个舍己的精神。
Because I understood the spirit of Lord Jesus, which is the sacrificial love.
主耶稣命都可以不要了。
Lord Jesus can give up his own life.
那我们自己不可以改变自己一点吗？
Can we not change ourselves a little bit?
不但是婆婆要改变啊，当然媳妇自己也一样啊。
Of course, not only the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law can have to change too.
不是丈夫要改变了，妻子也要改变了。
Not only the husband needs to change, the wife needs to change too.
大家都要改变了。
Everyone needs to change.
为什么今天有时候关系弄那么僵？
Why is it that the relationship today that it becomes so difficult?
就是大家都不想改变。
Because nobody wants to change.
大家都说你来先做那粒麦子吧，你先改吧。
Everyone's asking the other party to be the grain of wheat first.
要牺牲可以啊，你牺牲。
It's okay. You want to it's okay to sacrifice, but you sacrifice first.
你牺牲来配合我。
You sacrifice then to cooperate with me.
为什么我们找不到真爱？
Why can't we find true love?
不是没有真爱。
It's not because there's no true love.
是我们自己不愿意去牺牲自己去爱。
It's because we're not willing to sacrifice ourselves to have to love.
其实真正爱我们的人都在身边。
And in reality, the ones that love us, they're all around us.
我们已经有一个最美好的家庭了。
We already have the most beautiful family.
我们不可以说，哎呀，就是给我换个爸爸就好了，换个婆婆就好了，换个公公就好，换个媳妇就好了，不用换，最好的就在家里。
We cannot say to change our parents or to change our parents-in-law. We do not need to add Lord Jesus that because the best ones already in our family.
关键就是说你要先做一粒麦子。
And the key point is you have to be the grain of wheat first.
你不要爱惜自己。
You do not need to love yourself.
主耶稣说二十五节啊，你爱惜生命的，你就会失去生命啊。
Because Lord Jesus says that if you love your own life, then you will lose.
这句话很奇妙，很宝贵啊。
And these words are very precious.
你爱惜生命吗？
Do you precious your own life?
今天我们很爱惜生命啊。
Today we do precious our life.
我们很爱面子啊。
We love our face, our dignity.
有人爱面子，好像爱到生命一样。
Some people they love their dignity so much.It is their life.
啊，那个 face 啊，很重要，拉不下来。
Their face, they're not.
我是丈夫，怎么会错？你太太，你要顺服。
They're not willing to lose their dignity. For example, the husband.
传道说了，圣经说太太要顺服啊。
And for example, the husband tells the wife that the Bible says the wife needs to submit to husband.
丈夫，你试试看，你回去这样讲哦，保证你太太不会顺服你，保证100%。
And for the husbands, I guarantee that if you try it at home.They will not listen to you.
顺服不是这样得来的。
And happiness is not
顺服 obedience.
Obedience. That's not how you get it.
绝对不能说你顺服我，顺服是要从自己心里，他自愿的。
You cannot say obey me because obedience comes from within.
就像爱一样，你不可以说啊，你爱我多一点好不好？圣经说你要爱我，爱是自愿的，等他自己情愿。
For example, just like love, you cannot say you have to love me more because love needs to come from an individual within.
太太也是啊，丈夫都不爱我，为什么不爱我？因为你也拉不下面子。
And wives too, in that if you say the husbands do not love you,
哎、很强势啊。
That you do not want to lose face, you do not want to lose your dignity.
在外面是女强人，在家里也是女强人。
And that you are in high position at work, and when you're at home, you're in high position.
做了错事，大家都不敢多说对不起。
And if you do, and if anyone does something wrong, nobody dares to admit the wrong.
所以主耶稣说，你爱惜你的生命，你就丧失你的生命嘛。
So Lord Jesus says that if you precious your own life, then you will lose your life.
你爱面子，好啊，你就失去你的婚姻了可能。
And you love your face, maybe you'll lose your marriage.
你不肯道歉，你的关系就不会好啊。
If you're not willing to apologize, then you will not have a good relationship.
你不检讨自己，怎么得到福气呢？
You do not reflect on yourself, how can you?Receive the blessings.
主耶稣这个道理非常的好。
So these teachings from Lord Jesus is very great.
主耶稣说，我给你们条新命令。
Lord Jesus says that a new commandment I give to you.
就是要你们彼此相爱。
Which is asking you to love one another.
像我爱你们一样。
Just as I have loved you.
关键就是我爱你们。
The key here is as I have loved you.
所以又回到一个问题了。
So it comes back to this question.
为什么有人啊信了主很久啊没有办法活出主耶稣这种爱？
How come some people they believe in the Lord for so long they cannot live out this love?
因为他不是很了解主耶稣怎么爱他。
Because they do not understand how Lord Jesus loved them.
就像我刚刚讲了一个例子。
Just like the example I gave.
如果小时候没有接受到爱啊，你长大也不会爱的。
If you do not feel love when you're young, you will not know how to love when you grow up.
父母只会打你啊，骂你啊，虐待你啊，你长大也不会做一个好的父母。
That if your parents they abuse you, they beat you badly, then when you grow up, you will not know how to love.
小时候被爸爸爱得很深哦，你长大你当了爸爸，你也会得一个很慈祥的爸爸。
If you're loved by your father deeply when you grow up, then you will be a very good loving father.
如果我们要爱别人,
if we want to love other people,
一定要先深深地被主的爱所感动。
We need to be moved, to be touched by God's love deeply.
我们看约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第四章。
Sorry, chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第七节。
First John chapter 4 verse 7.
四章的七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
爱的源头是神啊。
The origin of love is God.
动物之间没有这种舍己的爱的。
Animals, they do not have this kind of sacrificial love.
人可以有。
Humans, we can.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Because we are children of God.
爱是从神来的。
Love comes from God.
你有爱心的话，你是从神生的，并且认识神。
If you have love, it comes from God, and you will understand God.
如果今天我们突然间发觉，我没有爱的力量，我没有办法去爱别人了。
If today we find out that we do not have the ability to love other people.
没有办法牺牲自己。
that we're not able to sacrifice ourselves,
你的灵命本身可能就出现了很大的问题。
Then your spiritual life, maybe there's a huge problem.
如果灵命本身很丰盛，很自然的就会去舍己去爱别人。
But if you have a fullness of your spiritual life, very naturally, you will sacrifice yourself, you will love one another.
所以我们要先被神的爱大大的激励。
So we need to be edified God, by God's love first.
那就去用舍己的爱去爱人呢，就不是强迫的，也不是真的是要哇去被别人逼着你去做的。
And if we show sacrificial love to other people, then you will come naturally, it's not forced.
所以这条叫新命令。
So this is the new commandment.
最后，我们再强调一点。
And last, I will emphasize one more point.
主耶稣呢是强调啊，叫你们彼此的相爱啊。
Lord Jesus emphasized to love one another.
啊，这句话也很重要，很关键。
And these words are very important.
什么叫彼此相爱？
What does it mean to love one another?
你要有去爱人的力量，去舍己的能力。
You need to have the ability to love, to sacrifice.
但是同时呢，我们也要学习啊，被别人爱。
At the same time, we need to learn to be loved by other people.
有一些人呢，他很会爱人。
Some people, they're very good at loving others.
啊，他很有爱心。
They are full of love.
但是呢，他不是很习惯别人去爱的。
But they're not used to other people loving them.
这种人很少。
These people are very rare.
但是也会有。
But they do exist.
比如说，我可以关心你。
For example, I can care for you.
啊，你有病，我帮你祷告。
If you have certain sickness, I'll pray for you.
但是我自己有病呢，他不会告诉别人。
But when I'm sick, they will not. If they are sick, they will not tell others.
我可以帮你祷告，但是你不需要帮我祷告。
I can pray for you, but you do not need to pray for me.
为什么？
Why?
哎呀，我爱你就好，你不用爱我。
Because it's okay that I just love you. You don't have to love me.
我访问你，你不要来访问我。
That I visit you. You don't have to come visit me.
我可以关心你，但是你不需要关你不需要来关心我。
I can take care of you, but you do not need to take care of me.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
我可以帮助你，但是我不会接受你的帮助。就算我有需要，我也不会接受你的帮助。
I can help you, but even if I do need help, I will not ask help from you.
有没有这种情况？有可能。
Do these things happen? It does happen.
所以就说啊，是要彼此的相爱。
Lord Jesus says to love one another.
你今天有能力，你去爱人。
Today you have the ability to love another person.
别的感他哪一天你有需要，别人也要爱你，你要去接受啊。
Maybe one day someone loves you, you have to accept.
不要拒绝别人的爱。
Do not reject other people's love.
为什么会拒绝？
Why would you reject?
也是面子的问题。
It's also about the problem of face or dignity.
这是隐藏的骄傲啊。
It's a hidden pride.
我可以帮你，但你不需要帮我。
I can help you, but you do not need to help me.
所以说是彼此的。
So Lord Jesus says, love one another.
我们都是人。
We're all humans.
我们都是软弱的。
We're all weak.
我们都需要爱。
We all need love.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
让我们真教会真正有爱。
That the true church, that we will have love.
爱从你的家庭开始。
Love comes from your family.
你的夫妻。
From the
儿女。
From spousal, from your children.
公婆关系。
Your parents-in-law.
先从这里做起。
All comes from this.
我们唱诗332。